If you're hearing this, well done. You found a way to connect to the internet. Welcome to the QAA Podcast Premium Episode 334, The Case of the Vanished Scientists, featuring Mike Rothschild. As always, we are your hosts, Jake Rokitansky,
Julian Fields,
and Travis View. On April 14th, the Twitter account Autism Capital posed this question to its 1.2 million followers.
Can anyone explain what the deal is with all the missing scientists lately? We've had like 10 disappearances in the last 2 years centered around nuclear weapons, fusion energy, advanced propulsion / rocket materials, asteroid tracking, etc. It seems like they're going missing from Los Alamos, NASA, JPL, MIT, Caltech, and the Air Force Research Laboratory. It seems to be mainly clustered around New Mexico. What's the deal? It's too much to be coincidence. It's a legitimate anomaly. It's spooky.
What is the deal? Is it a legitimate anomaly? Is it spooky? To help us figure out what's going on here, we're again joined by conspiracy theory researcher Mike Rothschild. He's written about this case for Turning Point's Memo and for his Patreon. Mike, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you, guys. I wish we were joining under better circumstances, but I can always say that.
Yeah, they're calling our scientists our finest minds in alien technology. Now, what really sort of baffles me is that it's not really a fringe concern. Like, even President Trump has fielded a question about this matter.
What do you think is happening here? And do you think that this is connected or totally random?
Well, I hope it's random, but we're going to know in the next week and a half. I just left the meeting on that subject, so pretty serious stuff. But we're going to be hopefully, I don't know, coincidence, if you whatever you want to call it, but some of them were very important people.
Yeah. We're going to know in a week and a half.
Yeah, a week and a half tops. We'll figure out where all these, we've got all these very important scientists slipping through the cracks. They're going, circling the drain. We don't know how they're going, and hopefully a coincidence. But by week's end, we're going to know where all of them are.
It's like they're going to find like the alien nest where all of the scientists are kind of like strung up waiting for facehuggers to get them.
Yeah. In a week and a half.
It's going to take the team about a week and a half to get to space.
Not 2 weeks. Not 1 week.
I know.
It's very specific.
Yeah. Usually when Trump is bullshitting and he doesn't really have an answer to something, he'll say, oh, we're going to have that in 2 weeks. But he's shortened his timeline. Maybe as he's getting older, he wants
well,
to
look, it's that desperate.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's like you can't wait 2 weeks for a Milan. Yeah, that's true. Report or the healthcare plan. Got to have it a week and a half.
That's true.
Trump isn't the only official taking this seriously. The FBI has said that it's spearheading an effort to look for connections, working with the Department of Energy and the Department of Defense. FBI Director Kash Patel, speaking to Fox News, even suggested that their investigation could end in arrests.
We started this process last week, and then we're going to look for connections, like you said, on whether there are connections to classified access to classified information and or foreign actors. And then we will produce that information to the White House and the world because it's of such great public importance. And if there's any connections that lead to nefarious conduct or conspiracy, this FBI will make the appropriate arrest.
God, I really, every time I see him, it's kind of unsettling. Like, he inspires so little confidence. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. If I were being told something about my local town, among which, like, mysterious things had been occurring, like, everything is fine, don't worry, by this guy, I would immediately begin the Stephen King movie where I'm the protagonist. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in addition to that, like, every time he shows up on the news, it looks like the announcer just said, like, and police are on the search for this man. And then, like, his picture, like, he always kind of looks, like, wild-eyed, like, not sure why he should be there, or, like, maybe he probably should be somewhere else.
It's like the personification of the record scratch meme.
Yeah.
You might be wondering how I got here. So am I. What's
just like
deal?
He looks like a police, like he looks like he's just been flashed by like the police lineup camera.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've also seen a lot more life in his eyes in the past. You know, just right now he looks like, yeah, we're looking to it. We're going to arrest them all. We're going to get them, whatever. He just hates doing this media hit for some reason. Our elected representatives are also on the case. House Oversight Chairman James Comer has suggested that the culprit could be America's geopolitical rivals.
All the usual suspects, China, North Korea, Iran, Russia, they're all, you know, on the suspect list. But there are a lot of, you know, Eastern European countries and other countries that could be involved as well, or it could be a coincidence. We're going to try to do everything we can to find out and report back to the American people.
Or?
Yeah.
Or it's these other Eastern European countries. It could be Latvia, you know, Belarus.
Mm.
I feel like this is the first time I've ever heard them say, like, or it could be a coincidence. Like, usually they're very sure about their theory.
Yeah.
But with these scientists, it sounds like they're leaving the possibility open that, like, nothing might be here. Maybe there was a reason they needed to go missing.
Yeah. I mean, you can't see it, obviously, but the look on his face as he's talking about this, he just, like, looks like he doesn't even understand what he's talking about or why he's talking about it.
Yeah. I mean, like, I have a theory that, like, this administration and, like, even, like I said, even, like, you know, the elected representatives are so thoroughly audience captured beyond merely attempting to serve the interests of their constituents or anything like that. Like, they are so fearful that they're willing to, they feel the need to entertain every wild idea that becomes popular on social media.
Yeah, because they know their voters do, and they know that their donors do.
So the main speculation around this case relates to a cluster of scientists, engineers, defense-linked researchers, and lab employees who have died or disappeared. To some, the circumstances of these deaths and disappearances are suspicious. Some even go further to say that these individuals were killed or snatched away because of what they allegedly knew about UFOs, UAPs, exotic propulsion, nuclear secrets, aerospace programs, advanced energy, or classified government technology. Now, versions of the theory point to different culprits, perhaps U.S. black budget programs, foreign intelligence services, defense contractors, UFO secrecy networks, or some vague deep state operation. The speculation has spun out in wild directions, but the event that sparked theories about a wider plot is a genuine and ongoing mystery. That is the February 2026 disappearance of retired Air Force Major General William Neil McCasland. General McCasland spearheaded Air Force research and had some past association with UFO UAP circles. The case inspired people to look for and connect older tragedies, including those related to the Jet Propulsion Lab figures, a Los Alamos employee, and an MIT fusion scientist. So, I mean, I think it's really the heart of it. I mean, we'll go as we go into it. But my kind of theory, my kind of like take on this is that there is one sort of like strange disappearance about a guy who seems to have just walked off without explanation. And then from that, people tried to find like similar cases, which don't quite rise to the level of mysteriousness of this case.
Yeah, we got people looking for missing scientists. What are you going to find in a world with, you know, however many billion people?
Yeah, you have people. I'm sure we'll get into this, but you have people looking for a pattern in these things that are very, very tangentially related. And of course, in the world of conspiracy theories, any kind of relation, no matter how tangential, is like proof that these people work together side by side and they all had secrets. And I mean, we're just finding signal and noise at this point.
Plus, missing scientists feels like a movie plot we've seen a couple times before, so it's very easy.
Sure.
Like, that's usually act one. It's like, the scientists have gone missing, you know, because the bad guys.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, I think it was the Umbrella Corporation.
You've been listening to a sample of a premium episode of the QAA podcast. For access to the full episode, as well as all past premium episodes and all of our podcast miniseries, go to patreon.com/QAA. Travis, why is that such a good deal?
Well, Jake, you get hundreds of additional episodes of the QAA podcast for just $5 per month. For that very low price, you get access to over 200 premium episodes, plus all of our miniseries. That includes 10 episodes of Man Clan with Julian and Annie, 10 episodes of Perverts with Julian and Liv, 10 episodes of The Spectral Voyager with Jake and Brad, plus 20 episodes of Trickle Down with me, Travis View. It's a bounty of content and the best deal in podcasting.
Travis, for once, I agree with you. And I also agree that people could subscribe by going to patreon.com/QAA.
Well, that's not an opinion. It's a fact.
You're so right, Jake.
We love and appreciate all of our listeners.
Yes, we do. And Travis is actually crying right now, I think. Out of gratitude, maybe?
That's not true. The part about me crying, not me being grateful. I'm very grateful.